Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
Israel, he took me out of darkness, and put me in his marvelous light. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
I'll give you the glory,
yeah.
I'm nothing.
Cause he didn't have to do it, but he did. He's been faithful, yeah.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. And welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your friend, your host, and your servant, Sister Georgia. Today, family, is the 27th of July, 2014. Once again, we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. The title of today's lesson is Part 2, Fallen Angels, Sons of God, Serpent Seed, and Devils. Now, we had part one a little while ago because I had to break down other things, you know, to give you much more understanding of what the scriptures are talking about. They have a lot of hidden information that if you're not going to come to the word spiritually in the scripture, you must go to these sources to really get the full understanding of what is being spoken of in scripture. A lot of these books in the Pseudepigrapha and in the Apocrypha, what they've done, if you want to know the truth, what they've done, just look at it. You can tell. The places that were important for them to deceive our nation of people, you're going to find that in Genesis, in the very beginning. They'll give you different names of the children of Israel. They'll give you different orders of children's births. And when I speak of that, I'm speaking of, they'll say in one book, well, Adam and Eve had more than two children, that Cain had twin sisters, or Abel had a sister, or whatever. Because they have to cover up the lie when you read in Scripture that Cain went out to Nod and found him a wife. And there were people out there already. Those people were mankind, the ones of the flesh that were going to die off if they didn't multiply. So you're going to find a lot of differences when you get to a lot of the books that are speaking of what occurred in the scriptures. In Genesis, you're going to find a lot of deviation from the truth. And unless you're going to rightly divide the word, come to it spiritually, get the understanding, because in the Bible, everything's written of why certain things are said. What I'm going to do, family, today, we're going to tie it in, link it in a little bit better for you, because I gave you, through a lesson we did, the second book of Adam and Eve, showing you what occurred in Genesis 6 with the sons of God, and who are they, and why are they called sons of God or fallen angels. If you need to, you need to go back and revert back to that lesson if you don't understand, because I'm going to move forward. I'm going to read here and there, but the knowledge of who are the sons of God, okay? And I'm using the pagan words just because it's easier for you guys to get understanding between me. I want to say it exactly how they wrote it, give the understanding of what that word means. Break it down, because a lot of people don't do this, and then they read it, and they say, okay, oh, well, those are some angels flying around and blah, 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 whatever. When the truth of the matter are, we are angels, according to the words. An angel is a spirit. We were given the set-apart spirit on day seven. On day seven, we were given the set-apart spirit. It said it made us a living soul, but it really made us a living spirit. The creation in Genesis day 6 of chapter 1, the male and the female made together, they were never given the set-apart spirit. So there's a lot of things that people are just, I don't know why they can't connect the two, especially the teachers out there. I'm really weary of a lot of the teachers when they can't see this or they won't even try to understand what the scriptures are speaking about. So we're going to go and take it a little further because I want to connect it, not just in the pseudepigrapha or in the apocrypha. I'm going to show you where there's no new thing underneath the sun. It's talked about within scripture. And it's very important that you get the understanding. Okay, because if you don't know what happened in the beginning, how are you going to even understand the end? We're going to get to that, okay? We're going to get to that. So maybe when you start reading the scriptures, you can put everything in its proper order, properly dividing the word. Understand who is this book called the Bible. Who is it really for? Is it for the Gentiles or is it for the Hebrews? Who's this history book for? Well, I tell you what, our Heavenly Father tells me it's our history book. And if you read, you'll understand that as well. So before we get started, let's everyone raise their hands and let's just give a praise to our Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you for your preserved word, for the set-apart spirit guiding us, leading us to all your truth within the word. Father, we thank you for Yahushua, the only mediator between you and us. Father, we thank you for our brothers and sisters who are searching and seeking your face, seeking the truth of the word, who want to be made free by hearing your word. Father, we ask that everyone who is under the sound of my voice as I read your word, operating out the set-apart spirit, that, Father, you remove the scales further, unblock their ears, give them a mind for understanding the truth of your word. Father, we just thank you, we praise you, because we know that while we're going through trials and tribulations, while we're in our wilderness, you're right there with us. You'll never leave us or forsake us. There's no reason to fear. The trials and tribulation are there so that we can be made finer than gold. And we praise you and we thank you for even that understanding in Scripture. Father, we know that you are of oneness, not of separation. And we thank you and we praise you that not only you and Yahuwah dwell within us, but we all dwell amongst each other, even though we're scattered across the four corners of the earth through the set-apart spirit. We just praise you, and we thank you. We ask for a blessing over the ministry, over my mouth, and over everyone listening. We thank you in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah, 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 Yahuwah. Thank you, Father. All right, let's get started. Let's get started, family. All right. I'm going to do a little bit of reviewing, and because I've had, like, these lessons kind of, like, spaced out a bit, I want to make sure that everybody remembers what we just read in the second book of Adam and Eve, as well as what we spoke of in the first of the series, Fallen Angels, Sons of God, Serpent Seed, and Devils. We're bringing this to your understanding or your remembrance, because without this, you cannot understand the word. You do not understand if you're being led down a broad path or a straight path. Because many people, they don't test the spirit, they test the flesh. And we're not supposed to be testing the flesh. So we have to go to the truth of the Father's word, knowing who are the fallen angels, who are the sons of God, who are the serpent seed and the devils in Scripture. Let me first take everyone I'm going to take everyone first to just speak on it. We're not going to do it for this lesson. I thought we might have time. We won't because I have a lot of material to go over. But I want to say the homework one more time, and the next lesson we will get to it, okay? I'll have to change out Bane Visions and put one more, part three to Fallen Angels, Sons of God, Serpent Seed and Devils to get it all in. But let's go there. The homework that I gave to everyone, okay, now, if you're really paying attention, this is with what you've learned already, with who are the sons of God. You know, the scripture tells us, but many people didn't know So I had to take people to the second book of Adam and Eve, and it lets you know that we are angels. We are the sons. The word sons means children. We are the children of Yahuwah. We are the children of Yahushua. So we are, quote unquote, the sons of God. So when you go to 2 Peter chapter 2, I'm going to read verses 1 through 9 before we get started. This is the homework for next lesson. So I want to read it, make sure everybody's clear. Okay, keep in mind what you've learned. Okay, it says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying Yahushua that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fiend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Verse 4, for if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, chapter 4 is the one you have homework for, verse 5, and spared not the old world, give you a hint where you should be looking for the answer, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the unrighteous. This should also take you to the book of Jude, and it's not talking about fallen angels flying around. No, it's talking about men, but which men? So it says in verse 6, and turn the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow. That lets you know what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah if you understand what took place in the second book of Adam and Eve, which is also what 2 Peter chapter 2 is speaking of, the book of Jude is speaking of, why you need to understand the serpent seed. Okay, it says, I'm going to read a little bit more, and turn the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live unrighteously. What is unrighteously? Well, what did the fallen angels or the sons of God do? You have to know this. You have to understand. Oh, wow. Family, I see that my daughter, she was supposed to be here watching my grandson. Let me, okay, he ran out. All right, I can get back to my lesson. Sorry about that. Okay, let me get back there. I forgot what I was saying. I'm sorry, family. Oh, boy, I tell you. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them with the overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live right unrighteously. This is a warning to the wicked all throughout Scripture. What happened in Sodom and Gomorrah? What happened during the times of Noah? Because we have a scripture we're going to bring for the next lesson. Y'all better understand what was taking place during the time of Noah. And who is he speaking of? What people? You're going to get the understanding. It says, for that righteous man, speaking of, oh, let me go back. I'm sorry. Verse 7, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelleth among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous spirit from day to day with their unlawful deeds. They had the law, but it was unlawful what they were doing, just like we read about in the Old Covenant, in the Book of Kings, as well as the Book of Samuel. Hey, this is our people. Understand what's going on. Yahushua knoweth how to deliver the righteous out of temptations and to preserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. So we're talking all the way from Genesis to this end time, this day that's reserved, the wicked to be punished. That should spark your interest, because we've been preaching the same word. We've been preaching the two approved assemblies in Revelations, Smyrna and Philadelphia. What did they teach differently from every other assembly out there? Well, they were teaching about those who made Israel sin. It says in the book of Isaiah, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. They that lead thee cause thee to err. But everybody looks at the words and say, oh, children and women, no. You better get some understanding of what was going on then, especially because we just read about judgment at the end for these same wicked, and that's what's going on today. Because, you see, there's no new thing underneath the sun. So I wanted to bring out verse 4, because it says, for if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, okay? And you can get the understanding in the second book of Adam and Eve. You can go to the book of Enoch as well. But if you're looking through the flesh eyes, you're going to say, oh, there was these angels that were put underneath these rocks and da-da-da-da. No, that's not it. That's not the understanding. Think spiritual, okay? And I want you to be able to take verse 4, for if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Give me that understanding. You understand it, okay? Because we look at the curses, we look at what our people are going through today, and many of the people say, see, our people are in jailhouses. Yes, they are in jailhouses. That's true. But spiritually, where have our people always been until the dry bones woke up? Well, they're walking around in darkness. They're as if dead. They can't hear, can't see. A lot of them are being led by the blind and the hypocrites. And devils. Family, this is your homework. So I expect everyone to do it, come up with the best answer you can get, because when we have our next lesson, we'll break that down for you. What is, who is the angels that sinned, that Yahushua spared not? And where did he cast them down to? It says down to hell. Where is hell? And then it says, and delivered them into the chains of darkness. What kind of darkness, family? To be reserved unto judgment. We got to find out what is being spoken of. This is going to help us what we're doing today. So we're going to go back with a little bit of repetition of the last lesson we did when we read the second book of Adam and Eve, because I want to bring it to the point to show you where it was spoken of in the second book of Adam and Eve is going to be spoken of, if you're paying attention, in the book of Enoch, and then to get the fullness is definitely spoken of in Scripture. And I want to tie this in so well because many don't get it. And that's why when I teach, and I'm going to tell you ahead of time, we're going to say some things that are going to have people going berserk, because I don't know why. Well, yeah, I do know why. When I mention who actually did this according to the Word and who was the Father chastising by making this statement in the Word, and when I tell you the same ones who he chastised, the generational vipers, are going against his chosen because they will tell you certain things. They're flipping the script of the truth of the Scripture, and you got to know what's up. So let's everybody just, if you have the second book of Adam and Eve, go ahead and open it up, if you have it. I'm at chapter 8. I'm going to read here and there, and then I want to start linking it into the Scriptures. I'm going to be reading out the KJV. You can read out of whatever format you want to. So I want to get started, and I pray that everyone keeps an open mind when they read the Scriptures, when we give the same precepts that we're going to find in the second book of Adam and Eve. It's the same thing. It was told to our people. Our people disobeyed. It said we were known as angels. We were known as children of God or sons of God. That's the same word, because sons means children. Go look it up in a strong concordance. So when you get this understanding, who is doing this? Are they still doing it today? Who in the Scripture are the sons of God? Who are the angels that fell? There's two sets of angels that fell, family. The first set came out of Cain's genealogy. That's why many times when you go in the Scripture, it'll say they came out from us, but they were not of us. Because if they were of us, you know, they would have stayed with us. And it talks about certain people creeping in unawares. It talks about clouds without water. Well, the water is the living Word. Clouds mean a great mass of people. But these, they have not the Word. Look all these words up. Y'all think I just like to pick on words. I don't know if I like to pick on words, but I know it's the words that they have used and the understanding of those words and not properly precepting or dividing the word, that now you have a whole different understanding. Because, see, you can read it in the English and say, yep, that's what it says, but is that what it's really speaking of? Is that the spiritual understanding? You're going to find out it's not. Let's go. Chapter 8. I'm only going to read a couple of verses because I want to pinpoint to you. I'm going to keep moving on. Okay. It tells us, verse 6 of chapter 8 of the second book of Adam and Eve. It says, then our father Adam blessed them all and said to Seth, after he blessed them, O Seth, my son, thou knowest this world, that it is full of sorrow and of weariness, and thou knowest all that has come upon us from our trials in it. I therefore now command thee in these words to keep innocency, to be pure and just, and trusting in Yahuwah, and lean not to the discourse of Satan. Satan is a devil according to the scripture, right? In Revelation, you know what I mean? It says, lean not to the discourse of Satan, nor to the apparitions in which he will show himself to thee. Remember, Satan can transform himself into angel of light, and so can his ministers, which are those who are teaching in the synagogues of Satan. That's Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, but they're claiming to be of Yahuda, the same nation that Yahushua came from. So we see he's telling him something here. He says, but keep the commandments that I give thee this day. Because you see, Adam gave Seth commandments because it was given to Adam. Okay? It says, then give the same to thy son Enos, and let Enos give it to his son Canaan, and Canaan to his son Mahalalel, so that this commandment abide firm among all your children. This is the same thing as Joel 1. Tell it to your children and your children after and the next set of children, because we're supposed to know. So right now I'm going to bring it back to your remembrance, because you are children of the Most High, sons of God, right? Okay, let's get it. Verse 14, it says, but now, O Seth, my son, place thyself at the head of thy people. The ones at the head, here's what they are. It says, tend them and watch over them in the fear of Yahuwah. Watch. These are the watchers that we can read about in the book of Enoch. He was put at the head of the people. The ones that were leading the people were supposed to watch over the people, right? Watch. Make sure they didn't go into sin. We read in the last lesson we did, we talked about being a faithful watchman. And we're supposed to watch over each other. Especially me. That's my job. But everyone, if you see your brother going into sin, you're supposed to correct them. Rebuke them with the word. Prayfully, they will get back on track. So it says, but now, O Seth, my son, place thyself at the head of thy people. Tend them and watch over them in the fear of Yahuwah, and lead them. Don't lead them astray, right? Like in Isaiah, children are their oppressors and women rule over them. They that lead thee cause thee to error. They were supposed to be watching over the people. We know that those were men, because that pertains back to the book of Kings. Don't get mad because I said men, but you better love the truth. So same thing is said to Seth, by Adam, to watch over them in fear of Yahuwah, and lead them in the good way. Command them to fast unto Yahuwah, and make them understand they ought not to hearken to Satan, lest he destroys them. Well, let's find out what he means by this. The next verse in verse 15 says, then again, pay attention, sever thy children and thy children's children from Cain's children. Do not let them ever mix with those, nor come near them either in their words or in their deeds. Their words is particularly important to me, because when you go back and look, we just read it. I'm going to take you there. In 2 Peter chapter 2, after Yahushua was talking about, really, Genesis, which they don't have, but it's the second book of Adam and Eve, which talks about the ones who fell. Those would have been the lineage of Cain. Okay? It says, let me get there, because I want to make sure y'all getting this. Okay, it's dealing with the words. When you get to verse, let me find it here. I should have highlighted it. okay, that's verse, in 2 Peter chapter 2, it's talking about false prophets and false teachers. And it says, and through covetousness shall they with fiend words, is what they say, make merchandise of you. So then when we go back to understanding in chapter 8 of the second book of Adam and Eve, still talking about watching over the people, because it said, sever thy children and thy children's children from Cain's children. Do not let them ever mix with those, nor come near either in their words, because they're going to make merchandise out of you, or in their deeds. Their works are bad. That's why when you go to Revelations, it keeps talking about these works. You can go to Old Covenant. It was talking about the works. Go to Isaiah. The Father took away the works. Said, give me that back. He said, I'm sick of all of this, many prayers and all this, because we were doing everything wickedly. Our people had followed those who had fallen. Our people had started worshiping gods and deities. They knew not the owner. Remember, an ass knows his owner, okay? So we need to pay attention and hearken to what's being said here, because I can link it all the way up to Scripture. Don't think I can't. But for time's sake, I'm trying to give you a couple precepts. Many of you know these precepts. You've been with me a while. I don't have to go give you 1 Corinthians, da, da, da. You know it, because we talk about it. We've read it. Okay, in my show notes, I do have things really linked up well, but I don't have time to go through every single thing, but I will tell it to you. Now, you go re-listen to the show if you're not a family member, and go find it. All you got to hit is a couple words, Google it, it'll take you to the Scripture. Say KJV, Google it, and whatever book I'm reading out of. You'll get it. So, it was commanded that the children of Cain and the children of Seth not mingle. What many don't understand, because the serpent, he tries to hide what happened in Genesis. Cain went out into the world to get him a wife. He mingled with that out there. So the world and Cain's genealogy, they're flesh. They're flesh. That would all be Cain's children. That would all be Cain's children. I pray you understand what I'm saying. Cain's children will tell you, they'll go back to one of these apocryphal books where it says Cain had two twin sisters, he married one of his sisters, and da-da-da-da. Well, the Scriptures, that's our foundation, it says that he went to the land of Nod and got him a wife. You don't hear about a wife till you get to Genesis chapter 5, after Seth. I pray y'all following along. Somebody's lying to somebody here, but we can read the truth. But do you want the truth? All right, let's go a little further. Now, chapter XI, I'm going to read more because I want you to pay attention. It was commanded to the children of Israel not to go into the children of Cain. So when you look at the Scriptures, I keep telling everybody, whose history book is this? This is our history book. But as a clue given to everybody in Genesis 3:15, I'm going to put enmity between thy seed and the woman's seed. The woman's seed is Israel, and thy seed was the seed of the serpent, or the devil, the children of Cain. So all the way through Scripture, you keep getting a division put here. You keep having the prophets having to go and talk to the people, but many of the people had followed the way of Er, or Balaam. The serpent seed was always there. The Father says, all Israel will be saved, and I'm not going to lose not one that you gave me. Father Yahuwah, I'm not going to lose not one. And then we can read, all Israel's not of Israel. That is of Israel is not of Israel. So there's somebody sticking right out by Israel. Is it talking about everybody in the world? No, you're supposed to get that understanding. We're talking about a specific end time generation that has been with us throughout the Scriptures. The other nations, they have judgment. Not talking about them. We are talking about the lineage of Cain, and we are talking about the lineage of Adam. two seeds, one of the flesh, one of the spirit. The world falls in with Cain because that's where Cain went out and multiplied. Throughout the scriptures, that's what Cain was doing, multiplying with the other nations. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's go a little further because I want to make sure you're getting it. It keeps being repeated, the same thing over and over. So when we go to scripture and you hear it, I hope you're putting it together. Two and two, baby. Okay, let's add it up right. Chapter XI, it says, after the death of Adam and Eve, Seth severed his children and his children's children from Cain. Then it tells us Cain and his seed went down and dwelt westward below the place where he had killed his brother Abel. But Seth and his children dwelt northwards upon the mountain of caves of treasure in order to be near their father Adam. Okay, it says, I want to read it all. Okay, chapter XI, verse 3. And Seth the elder, judge is another way to say elder, judge. Seth was a elder like Deborah was an elder. I'm pointing this out because somebody then lied to somebody, and people don't know what these words mean. Women can be elders. Okay, not just the men. It's important you know this. You'll see why. Just pay attention. So it says, and Seth the elder, tall and good, with a fine spirit and a strong mind, stood at the head of his people. He watched over the people. He was an elder. He was a judge, right? And tended them in innocence, penitence, and meekness, and did not allow one of them to go down to Cain's children. So he kept the commandment that was given to him. It says, but because of their own purity, they were named children of God or sons of God. And he's talking about the lineage of Seth. Okay? It says, and they were with our Heavenly Father. They got God down there. I'm going to read the pagan words because I'm going to just read. You know who I'm talking about. And they were with God. They were the children of God, and they were with God because of their own purity. Okay, that's why they were named the children of God. It says, instead of the host of angels who fell. This takes you back to 2 Peter chapter 2. Okay, verse 4 was it? Let me see. I think it was, yeah. For if Yahushua spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment. Take you to the book of Enoch too if you're paying attention. Now, let's go back. Let's go back to chapter XI, and we're going to read, where am I at? Okay, I want to pick it back up at 4. It says, but speaking of the children of Seth, but because of their own purity, they were named children of God, and they were with God. Now, we know that's Yahushua, but hey, he says, instead of the host of angels who fell. And if you know, they're going to keep telling you who failed throughout the scripture. You got to sit, you got to commit a sin, a transgression of the law. So let's go on. It says, instead of the host of angels who fell, for they continue in praises to Yahuwah and in singing psalms unto him in their cave and the cave of treasures. It says, then Seth stood before the body of his father Adam and of his mother Eve and prayed night and day and asked for mercy towards himself and his children, and that when he had some difficulty dealing with a child, he would give him counsel. But Seth and his children did not like earthly or fleshly works. They were spiritual, right? But gave themselves to heavenly or spiritual things, for they had no other thought than praises, doxologies, and psalms unto our Heavenly Father. That's the same thing you'll find in Scripture. That's what go read Galatians. Okay, find out. He keep talking not those things of the flesh, but the things of the spirit. When Yahushua came in the new covenant, it says the word dwelt with our Heavenly Father Yahuwah. Okay, it was with him in the beginning. Verse 14 of John 1 says that word became flesh and dwelt among us. So this word came down in the new covenant, and he told us that the law is spiritual. Because he didn't really have to say that. It was always spiritual. But those who came before Yahushua was born, they had already taught the people just the laws of Moses, but they were not keeping them properly, nor were they really in the position to accept Yahushua. You can find that out by King Herod. You need to go back through lessons. I'm not going to go back, but I will try to link it up forward for those of you who have been keeping up with the lessons. Everybody else, please go back to the archives. I've listed the shows. You should find what show. Go to the show we did about King Herod if you don't understand what I'm saying. They were there waiting. That's why Yahushua warned the people, the scribes and the Pharisees, are sitting in Moses' seat. But who were we under? We were always in Edom's country. By the time Yahushua came down, that was the end. Okay, that is the beginning of the end, shall I say. Yahushua was in the kingdom, the Roman kingdom, under Roman dictate. Okay, now the Jews, as they like to say, but really these are Hebrews, they had little kingdoms set up as well underneath the Roman dictate. Specifically these that were leading the people were of the serpent seed. Now, let's go a little further. I want to take everybody, because you're going to keep hearing how it was commanded for Adam to tell his son, and his son to tell his son, and his son to tell his son. Keep telling every generation, don't have any intercourse or any word sharing or anything with the children of Cain. But nobody seems to know who the children of Cain are in 2014. You better wake up, because that's how the children of Cain, which are the children of the devil, which is the synagogue of Satan, is said that Satan deceived the whole world. How did he do it? Through his children. You better understand that. Now let's go a little further. So it tells us in chapter XII, I'm going to read verses 10 to 16. I want to bring it to head again. We're going to bring it to the scriptures in a second. I ask everyone, read with me. Chapter XII. Then Seth prayed over them and blessed them and adjured them by the blood of Abel the just, saying, I beg of you, my children, not to let one of you go down from this set apart and pure mountain. Make no fellowship with the children of Cain, the murderer and the sinner, who killed his brother, for ye know, O my children, that we flee from him and from all his sin with all our might, because he killed his brother Abel. After the death of Seth, Enos rose at the head of the people, whom he fed in righteousness and judgment, as his father had commanded him. But by the time Enos was 820 years old, Cain had a large progeny, for they married frequently. And this marriage they're talking about is also a sexual union that was taking place. All you got to do is read all the second book of Adam and Eve, and also go to the book of Genesis, and you'll get it. Look at 2014, what they're doing. But, hey, let's go forward. It says that, but by the time Enos was 820 years old, Cain had a large progeny, a large family, for they married frequently, being given to animal lust, until the land below the mountain was filled with them. Now, you got to keep in mind, when we speak of the scripture, we're only talking about two, or at least our history, but we're only talking about two major groups of people. Now, we know when we look into the world, okay, we know they're not Hebrews. We know that the Jewish people, we know the Edomites, we know the Africans, we know the Indians, and I'm talking about West India. I don't know about the Native America. I hear people saying it. The Father didn't give me that yet, so I'll leave that alone. You just basically know who are yours. Yours are the people with the color to the skin, and we're all under the same condition, having no land, nothing of ours, and we're no longer the head with the tail. So let's go forward. It says that they had this large group of people. So when Cain went out in the book of Genesis, chapter 4, and found him a wife, he started multiplying there. The lineage of Cain, when I say Cain, I'm talking about those with not the set-apart spirit from our Heavenly Father. Esau did the same thing, okay? Ishmael had him some women too, but you know about the Ishmaelites. I can play a song that's similar to the Ishmaelite-type music. And they use that for a reason, because that music has to do with many wives and seduction. I'll play that shortly. But let's keep going on, because it was in the world. We were not supposed to marry outside a Hebrew. So when we go a little further, chapter XIV, because it's important you know this. It says, when Enos was 900 years old, all the children of Seth and Cain, his firstborn. We're not talking about Genesis chapter 4. We're talking about Genesis chapter 5 under Adam and Seth. They got a lot of the same names. Don't mix up the two genealogies. It's important that you know this. So it says, when Enos was 900 years old, all the children of Seth and of Canaan and his firstborn, it says, with their wives and children gathered around him, asking for a blessing from him. He then prayed over them and blessed them and adjured them by the blood of Abel, the just, saying to them, pay attention. Let not one of your children go down from the set-apart mountain, and let them make no fellowship with the children of Cain, the murderer. We were in a set-apart location, which was the garden, and we wound up not keeping the commandments. Adam and Eve both got kicked out. Skin was put on them. They were right there with everything else. That's the first time you're going to hear about children born to them is when they got out of the garden. They had flesh on. They had to procreate or they would die off just like what was out there, which was mankind. So we know that that's where Cain went to get his wife. It was with the world of the flesh. I hope you're getting it. Now, let's go to chapter XVI. We're almost there, family. Pay attention. You're going to keep hearing the same thing, and I'm going to take you to scripture with it as soon as we finish this up. Chapter XVI, it says, then Mahalalel. We're going down the genealogy of chapter 5 of the book of Genesis. These are all the sons of Adam, the sons of Seth, the sons of the Most High. Okay, it says, then Mahalalel stood over his people and fed them in righteousness and innocence and watched. He was a watchman. He was a watcher. And watched them to see they held no intercourse with the children of Cain. It says, hear, O my son, hereafter there shall come a great destruction upon the earth on account of them. Yahuwah will be angry with the world and will destroy them with water. But I also know that thy children will not hearken to thee, and they will go down from this set-apart mountain and hold intercourse with the children of Cain, just like in Genesis chapter 6. Verses 1, 2, 3, you know, 4, come on now. And they shall perish with them. O my son, teach them and watch over them, that no guilt attach to thee on their account. So we see that, once again, the commandment was given that they should say Kodesh, that they should not leave that Kodesh area, whether it was the promised land, whether it was your wilderness right now, whether it's on a set-apart mountain in the book of the second book of Adam and Eve, wherever it's at that you're supposed to be, you're supposed to stay there. Now, part two is stay Kodesh and hold no intercourse with the children of Cain. The children of Cain look just like the children of Israel. And that they, it says that they should do this because to keep them from perishing with the children of Cain. These are the tares. Let's go a little bit further. Chapter XIX. Now, these are where you're going to read about the children of Jared are led astray. Now, this is Jared. Okay, we're still talking about the genealogy of Adam and Seth, chapter 5, right, of Genesis. It says, Jared, that's what we're speaking of, Jared. It says, then command again thy people not to hold intercourse with the children of Cain and not to learn their ways. For I am Yahushua, who loves not hatred and works of iniquity. Yahushua gave also many other commandments to Jared and blessed him, and then withdrew his word from him. By the time you get to chapter XX in the book of second book of Adam and Eve, we're going to go there because you see, I'm going to show you something, and I'm praying y'all are paying attention. We're hearing about the same thing. Don't mingle with the children of Cain. But who are the children of Cain? Well, the children of Cain, their father is the devil. They have a flesh understanding, and Cain mingled in the world. And when we went through the scriptures, I showed you guys, I did a whole maybe one or two lessons on this, where I showed you taking you all the way from Genesis, going all the way through the book of Numbers, going through the book of Joshua, straight to the promised land. And then, lo and behold, you don't hear about them calling anything a giant, but you hear them calling them now people, nations, and inhabitants. But it's in the same land. Don't look for a jolly green giant, but you better understand who these people are. They're of the other nations. Those are your giants. Now, we're going to move on. Go back to my lessons I did prior. If you don't understand the words coming out of my mouth, because I went through it. But we need to go further on, and I want to get this rolling. It says, we're going to find out how in chapter XX, one of Cain's genealogy called Gideon. This is where it all gets interesting, family. I'm going to pick up at verse 21. Then Gideon said to them from below, from down below, go to the western side of the mountain. There you will find the way to come down. Gideon, which is the lineage of Cain, was trying to get the children of Seth, or the children of Jared, to come down from the set-apart mountain, okay? And it says, but when the children of Seth heard these words from him, they went back into the cave to Jared to tell him all that they had heard. Then when Jared heard it, he was grieved, for he knew that they would transgress his counsel. After all, family, Mahalalel had told Jared that they would not hearken to him. He prophesied to them. That's exactly what they're going to do. And that's what exactly happened throughout Scripture. We're going to show it to you. Okay, so it says, then when Jared heard it, he was grieved, for he knew that they would transgress his counsel, the commandment that he had, his father had given from the Most High. So it says, after this, 100 men of the sons of Seth, or the children of Seth, same word, but these were men, 100. If you go to the book of Adam and Eve, it'll tell you, excuse me, if you go to the book of Enoch, it'll tell you it was 200 men, 200 angels that descended. But we're talking about men here. And specifically, we're talking about the children who went into a fallen state, but they were known as sons of God. Throughout the scripture, many of the ones who resided right with us, they would be called the sons of God, but they would be called fallen angels because they do not hearken. They would also be called man of sin, okay, of perdition, serpent seed, lying scribe, and Pharisee, false prophet, false teacher, wolves in sheep clothing. These are all the same word for the same entity. Anyone who falls, and when they fall, they do a leading position to sway most of the children of Israel to follow. Because they were of that creation, and I'm trying to see what's the best way to say it so I don't mess you up. They were of the first creation, or the second creation, you could say, because creation day six, that was mankind. They came out of two Hebrew parents. But they are the parable of the wheat and tare. While the Hebrews slept, the enemy came in and planted a seed. Cain came from the devil, okay? So he blended his seed in with the world. But it didn't matter, not to be saying like that, because Cain, he didn't have a righteous spirit. He teaches of the flesh. His works are of flesh, and they're not pleasing to our Father, because our Father tells us in Genesis chapter 4 that the Father, he didn't honor Cain nor his offering. His works were evil. Let's go on. It tells us, I'm getting ready to get to the men, because y'all don't like when I say the word men, but learn it. M-E-N, I'm saying men. Pay attention, that's what the book says. Understand what Genesis is speaking of in Genesis 6. Understand what we're getting ready to show you within the whole scripture that happened over and over, because those of today are perverting it to make you look at the woman as the nasty, icky one. But the truth is, let's read what it says. It tells us, but when Jared heard this, of the 100 men, his very spirit was moved, and his heart was grieved. He then arose with great fervor and stood in the midst of them and adjured them by the blood of Abel the just. Let not one of you go down from the set-apart and pure mountain in which our fathers have ordered it to dwell. And really, the word should be us, but they have a typo in here. This is the same thing as when you go to Jeremiah 16:19, and it says, our fathers, we've inherited lies from our father, where there's no truth, there's no prophet. Okay? Because those will be fallen angels or devils, the ones who are leading the people, telling the people what to do, the ones in charge. Many of our people became children of the devil. But even though some, as we read in the Apocalypse of Abraham, are going to be counted worthy as being sons of the Most High. Now, that, it gets really tricky here, but just know this. The leaders in the position, they're the lying teachers, the scribes, and they're the ones in the position to teach. We call those tares, serpent seed. The fallen listen, just like the 100 men here are going to listen to Ginnon, the son of Cain, listen to the tare, and they're going to fall. They're going to fall. They're going to be known as devils. We read that in the second book of Adam and Eve also. You need to read that. Go back to the lesson. Read it. I have a link posted on the description. Read. Know what these things are, because I have another video I could play for y'all where this Caucasian lady will tell you. The Catholic Church has made the devil into something that, you know, that's not what it is. They've made it into this, you know, ooh. She tells you that. But you can read it and find out that it's the truth. Even the word Lucifer. All these things, they have made us, our history book, become a fable to us. So we got to get to the truth. Let's go. It says, but when Jared heard this of the 100 men, there were men who did this, his very spirit was moved, and his heart was grieved. He then arose with great fervor and stood in the midst of them and adjured them by the blood of Abel the just. Let not one of you go down from the set apart and pure mountain in which our fathers have ordered us to dwell. But when Jared saw that they did not receive his words, because Jared would have been a prophet, he was a watcher, he was put over the people, he would have been an elder, they didn't hearken. Israel never hearkened to those that were there to instruct them, as well as many don't hearken today. Because when I speak, I don't hear them listening. But I'll just keep going on. It says, but when Jared saw that they did not receive his words, he said unto them, oh, my good and innocent and set-apart children, know that when once you go down from this set-apart mountain or this Kodesh area, Yahushua will not allow you to return again to it. Now, you see, the only difference is now because the new covenant, and he came in the flesh to bring us all back together, those who fell have a chance to come back, but they got to get back on the right track. They got to get on the good foot. They got to do something a little bit different. Because many of our people will be considered devils. Many of our people will be considered fallen angels. Many of our people. Now, the Father says he's going to send out fishermen and gatherers to get them. But they think that the ones who are speaking the truth are the children of the devil, and they think they're under all righteousness right now. Everything has been flipped. Everything has been perverse. They look at, they call evil good and good evil today. Let's go a little further. So we see that these were men. He said, I adjure by the death of our father Adam and by the blood of Abel, of Seth, of Enos, of Canaan, of Mahalalel, to hearken to me. He's speaking to these 100 men. And not to go down from the set-apart mountain, for the moment you leave it, you will be reft of life and mercy. And you shall no longer be called children of God or sons of God, but children of the devil. Now, that's what John 8 speaks of. He said, he was talking to the scribes and the Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat. He says to them that, he says, ye are of your father the devil, but he links it back to Cain. Well, it's the same thing, family. Israel has to learn to hearken to our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah, and not to the fallen. Okay, who are leading the people to error, leading the people on a broad path. It says, I'm going to read it again. Now, this is Jared speaking to the 100 men, okay, who wanted to descend the set-apart mountain to go to the children of Cain. He says, adjure them, saying, I adjure by the death of our father Adam and by the blood of Abel, of Seth, of Enos, of Canaan, and Mahalalel, to hearken to me and not to go down from the set-apart mountain. For the moment you leave it, you will be rift of life and mercy. And you shall no longer be called children of God or sons of God, but children of the devil. But they would not hearken to his words. Enoch at that time was already grown up, and in his zeal for the Most High, be arose and said, it sounds funny, but that's how it is in the book. Hear me, O ye sons of Seth, small and great, when ye transgress the commandments of our fathers, and go down from this set-apart mountain, ye shall not come up hither again forever. Now, it would be forever, but hey, Yahushua came in the flesh, baby. Now they have a chance. But are they going to hearken to the word, the truth, the life, the spirit? Are they going to keep seeking the devil, his children, the flesh, things where there's no profit? But they rose up against Enoch and would not hearken to his word, but went down from the set-apart mountain. And when they looked at the daughters of Cain, go back to Genesis 6, family, because it says the sons of God saw the daughters of men. When they multiplied on the face of the earth, they chose all that they wanted to. They thought they were fair. This is it right here. And you know who those sons of God were. It says, and they did not hearken to Enoch, and they did not hearken to Jared. He says, and when they looked at the daughters of Cain, at their beautiful figures, at their hands, at their feet dyed with color, and tattooed in ornaments on their faces, the fire of sin was kindled in them. Then Satan, or the devil, this is a spirit family, made them look most beautiful before the sons of Seth, or the sons of God. He made these daughters look most beautiful to them, as he also made the sons of Seth, or the sons of God, appear of the fairest in the eyes of the daughters of Cain, so that the daughters of Cain lusted after the sons of God, or the sons of Seth, like ravenous beasts. And the sons of Seth, or the sons of God, after the daughters of Cain, until they committed abomination with them. But after they had thus fallen into defilement, I stopped there. Because these are angels. If you read the second book of Adam and Eve, the children of Yahushua, these were angels. We're spirits wrapped in flesh. But we were called children of God or sons of God. Okay? We were also in disobedience called fallen, called devils. This is us. Whose history book is it? What do you think the end times is speaking of, family? If you already know all the other nations, they got judgment on, there's judgment placed on these nations already. Who is the last judgment for? Those who once again do not hearken to the Father's word and follow after the children of Cain. Let me get there for you. I want to take you first. We're going to look at one more place for you because I've just showed you the commandment was not to mingle with the children of Cain. Cain went out in the book of Genesis chapter 4 and mingled with the world. That's why they have a flesh understanding of the word as well as Cain does. Okay? That's why we're given all these warnings in the scripture, but nobody can figure this great thing out when it's right there. Many would like to tell you, and I can get the recording I've been looking for, but I know I heard this person say this on many levels. Not just one person. I've heard many of these Hebrew sites who really mess up Genesis. And they will tell you, well, the fallen angels, you know, they wanted the Hebrew woman. And the Hebrew woman, because her the matrix is her portal, is her opening. It's some nasty stuff. And they'll tell you that we're the devil's vessel. We're an open vessel for the devil. And they'll take you to 1 Corinthians 11 and tell you that that's why the woman needs a covering over her head. But they put themselves in the place of Yahushua because they give you four powers of authority. This children of Cain teaching. You better know the truth. No, that's not what the book says. When you read it in the KJV, it lets you know that when the children began to multiply on the face of the earth, that takes you back to Genesis day six creation. They were blessed and told to multiply. Adam's genealogy was never told. But we know they did it after they came out and coats of flesh were put on them. They had to. They were just like whatever else was out there because they had fallen. Okay? Sin came upon them. Flesh came upon them. And they would die off. But we don't hear about the first daughter born in Adam's genealogy till chapter 5, way after Seth. So when we get to reading this, I pray y'all understand what I'm saying. Let's go to the book of Enoch. Let's get a little understanding. This is chapter VI. It says, and it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied, and we just read that in second book of Adam and Eve, dealing with Cain and his progeny, how they enlarged because they went with the world. Okay, so it says, and when it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied, that in those days were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. Well, we already know that they're speaking of not a Hebrew woman. They're speaking of women of Cain's genealogy mixing with the world. So the world's women. Cain's in there too because he got a worldly, fleshly heart. Okay, that's what we're speaking of here. So it says, it came to pass when the children of men had multiplied in those days, were born unto them beautiful and comely daughters. And the angels, and we are known as angels, all you got to do is read that in the scripture as well as go to the second book of Adam and Eve. It tells you we were angels. It says, and the angels, the children of the heaven, saw and lusted after them and said to one another, come, let us choose us wives from among the children of men, and begot us children. It says, and Samjaza, who was their leader, said unto them, I fear ye will not indeed agree to do this deed, and I alone shall have to pay the penalty for great sin. They knew it was sin. And they all answered him and said, let us all swear an oath, and all bind ourselves by mutual imprecations, not to abandon this plan, but to do this thing. Then swear they all together and bound themselves by mutual imprecation upon it. And they were in all 200. Now, this is the book of Enoch. We know the second book of Adam and Eve says 100, but these were still men because they had to take the daughters. Men take women. Pay attention. It says, and they were in all 200 who descended in the days of Jared, bringing you right back where we left off in the second book of Adam and Eve. In the days of Jared on the summit of Mount Hermon. And they called it Mount Hermon because they had sworn and bound themselves by mutual imprecations upon it. So when people start talking about going to Israel and visiting Mount Hermon, and why is it so special to these people? Some of these people, shoot, it was their ancestors who fell. They just memorializing something, but you don't know the truth because they perverted the scripture to you, making you think that it was these fallen angels just flying down from heaven. No. No. These were of Adam's genealogy, of Seth's genealogy, of Methuselah's, of Enos's, of Canaan's, of Jared's. These were the children of the Most High, the sons of God. Okay, that's who did it. They fell. That's who Genesis 6, it says the sons of God, those were the lineage coming from Adam. Cain's genealogy, we weren't supposed to be anywhere a part of them. But they use that word brother, and they talk about whoever kills Cain, and people think, oh, see, well, Cain was ours. He committed a sin. No, he did more than commit a sin. You don't know that he is of the serpent. You don't know that his father is the devil. You don't know that he is the one that leads people to error. Satan, the devil, which is a spirit, will lead and guide people to do things that are in opposition to our Heavenly Father. How do you think the Father uses things to show his people favor? He uses people. Don't think of these heavenly beings. Know what's the truth from a lie. So let's just go there. It says, I just linked up chapter, I think this is 6, from the book of Enoch, that the same thing that is spoken of in the second book of Adam and Eve, the same thing when we go to Genesis. Now I want to take y'all one place. I want to take you one place before I go into the scriptures, but I'm gonna read this verse to you. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done shall be done, and there's no new thing under the sun. Can you say, see, this is new? No, because it's been of old. Now, I'm going to take a little break. I want y'all to meditate on and remember what was ordered or commanded that you pass down to every genealogy. And don't do this thing. And then I'm going to take you to scripture and link it up for you so well. We'll put a little cherry on top. I think y'all appreciate it. Don't get mad at me because I tell you it was men who did this, because it's the truth. There were. Some of y'all wasn't ready for me to tell y'all the truth when y'all didn't know that a woman could teach, when y'all didn't understand those precepts and that rebuking that Paul did in the New Covenant. What the word daughter of Zion was, y'all wasn't ready for it. Now you're ready for it. I pray you love the truth. I'm going to just remember what they did. They corrupted themselves. They took of the lineage of the nations. Cain was in the nations. He was not of our nation. Just like Esau is not of our nation. The word tells you that. It tells you what Esau looked like too. But they are of the world. The Hebrews are Kodeshians set apart and are not supposed to mingle with these people. But, you know, some of y'all don't want me saying that, but I'm just going to tell you what the word says. Now, I'm going to take a little break. I want to play this. Pay attention. This is pure sovereignty. This is the lineage of Cain. This is what they do in 2014. Some of y'all hate this song. I know. Bear with it because other people need to hear. We're not supposed to go and take of the other nation's women, and the men were not supposed to give their daughters to the other nation's son. Pay attention. Here we go. This is all that Genesis is telling you. Some of the children of the Most High fell. And this is what they do.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I think politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible, you know, we're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when, like I say, violence gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30. Verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil. Booty, you know, when a nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation, we're going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back it up. We're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, from the tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's going to be, you know, the Judite. That's going to be my wife, but now these other women are going to be concubines. And the Judite woman, her head going to be all the way down. It's going to be so damn long, it's going to be like a blanket. So when I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, and I'm going to be, while I'll be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem, I'm going to be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
All right, that was it. I wanted you guys to hear that because that's an example of Genesis 6 as well as the second book of Adam and Eve as well as the book of Enoch. Many people can't put this together. It's talking about men. It's not talking about no flying angels flying around nowhere looking at the children of the daughters of Seth, and that's the Hebrew black woman or whatever you want to call us, and then raping us because we're the devil's vessel. No, that's not what happened. Just as this man told you, he going to be sipping on in Jerusalem in his little king throne, sipping on the finest wine with all these concubines. He going to have him a Judite, but he got restrictions on her with his long hair and all these fantasies these men have. That's what's going out today. When they tell you to, the woman's supposed to, you can be a concubine. The man owns the woman, but the woman owns the man. The man named everything. I got scripture for that too, but we're going to get to the real because some people want to know the truth. Some of our brothers, some of our sisters want to know the truth. Many, they like that wickedness. Y'all stay with that wickedness, okay? This message ain't for you anyhow. It's for those who are seeking the truth in our Father's word. Let's go to it. All right, family, let me get back on roll because I got to go places. I told you I'm going to link it to scripture. Am I just pulling this out? Am I just a feminist? Am I just hating men? No. But I love the Father's word, his truth, and I pray you do too. So we see that there is no new thing underneath the sun. You can't say, see, this is new. It's been of old. When was it of old? Well, see, you don't know that those sons were Hebrew men that fell. You don't understand that they fell to the daughters of Cain, the world. The serpent seed. You don't understand that. You think that many people just think the daughter of Zion, who in the old covenant, well, that's the women. They fell. Many people got things all screwed up. They don't understand it was the men who did this. And why is it important for me to point this out? You're going to get the understanding because, you see, there is no new thing underneath the sun. That was preserved for your understanding. That was preserved so you can get the truth because many will lie to you and say otherwise. Now let's go there. Genesis 6, here's some examples of the word sons of God. And what, like I tell you, many times they'll keep changing up these words so you can't put two and two together. But, and we just read it, they mess with the words. They pervert with the words. They make merchandise out of you because they got you believing a whole different doctrine. Let's go there. Genesis 6. Now you know the truth. And it came to pass when men, or Genesis 2, the sixth-day creation of the male and female, began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. Now keep in mind, Cain's genealogy went to the land of Nod, where there were women already, people, and he got him a wife. We know that Cain's genealogy tells us that the progeny, the children, it got real big because they married frequently, okay? So they had a big explosion of serpents out there, or children of the devil, or whatever you want to call it, but they were of the flesh. They had no connection with our Father. Get mad if you want to, but that's what the word says. Let's go a little further. So it says, when it came to pass, when Cain's genealogy with the world began to multiply on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, the men, the 100 men we can read about in the second book of Adam and Eve, it says 100 men of the children of God, okay, children of Seth, sons of God, same thing. Same thing that it says in the book of Enoch. So it says that these sons of God, which we know were 100 men, or, according to the book of Enoch, 200 men. The point is, it was men who did it. That's what's important. It says, saw the daughters of the world that was blended with Cain, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all that which they chose. So if they chose five, they took five. Just like you see them scoundering Facebook right now trying to get concubines. Just like they will tell you multi-wives. 2014, that's a big doctrine that's just purely satanic, purely satanic. But people believe it because they believe all the other 11 that was thrown in by the serpent seed. So we're reading the same thing, family. It says that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and took them wives of all they chose. They were led by the serpent, which was the lineage of Cain. They didn't say Kodesh, which Mahalalel, Jared, Adam, Seth, the Most High commanded them not to go down and blend in with these people, but they did it. So it says in verse 3 of Genesis 6, and Yahushua said, my spirit, what made them sons of God or children of the Most High, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Remember, when Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden, it said that coats of skin were made for them. When they were kicked out of this set-apart, Kodesh place, because they did not follow the commandments, both of them sin and transgress, that coats of skin were put on them, and they were kicked out the garden, and they were not allowed back in. Just like Jared, as well, in the second book of Adam and Eve, told them, you can't ascend into this set-apart mountain again. If you do this thing, if you disobey, if you do not follow the commandments, and they didn't. So now we see the same thing here. It says, Yahushua said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Talking about the ones who were known as the sons of God, who now are known as fallen ones, the fallen angels. Okay, children of the devil now. Because when you don't hearken to the Father, you are known as a child of the devil. Let's go a little further. It said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, just like everything else that was out there. It says he didn't have the spirit with him no more. He was flesh. It says, yet his days shall be 120 years. Now it says there were giants in the earth, but don't think of Jolly Green Man. Understand that you can look it all the way from Genesis straight to when we get ready to go into the Promised Land. Joshua is the last place you're going to hear about them talking about giants. You go, okay, if you go to Chronicles, you'll read about giants. I'm talking about if you're following it chronologically. We know that Chronicles is a whole bunch of books, kind of like piled up and letting you know more detail. But Joshua, just before we went into the Promised Land, they were being called giants, and then he started calling them nations and inhabitants and people. These are your other nations, anybody outside of being a Hebrew. Okay? So he said, there were giants in the earth in those days, in the days of Noah, in the days of Enos, in the days of Jared, in the days of, well, actually, I should say from, that would be Jared on down. I should say Jared. That's correctly saying it. That's correctly saying it. Because it was the union of the Most Highs with the children of the flesh. What was spiritual and of the flesh, of the earth. Okay, that's what the book of Enoch, that's the way they classify it. That when those giants or those children died, they would roam the earth because they were an abomination. They were part celestial and part terrestrial. The terrestrial part goes to the lineage of Cain and the world, which is of the flesh. The spiritual is the celestial, which are the spirits that they were before they fell, the sons of the Most High. So let's read a little bit more. It said there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that, when the sons of God or the children of Seth came into the daughters of men, or the daughters of Cain, and they bear children to them. The same, these children became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. And you know you can go in the scripture, all through the scripture it talks about how we had mighty men, how we had men of renown, okay? It's still talking about people. They're not talking about no Jolly Green Giant, no 100-foot being. We're going to go into that in another lesson. I got to break some stuff down to y'all. But let's keep going on, because, see, I want to precept it in the scripture where it was told to the children of Israel to stay Kodesh from Cain and all his progeny. That would be the world. Y'all think I'm kidding about this. Let's go there. I want to first take everybody to Joshua 23. Joshua 23, I'm going to read it for you. I'm just going to read the whole thing, because in it you'll get the understanding. Okay? Joshua 23. Now, this is before the children of Israel, who were led by Joshua after Moses, you know, he couldn't go over, but they were led by Joshua to go into the Promised Land. So we're reading in the book of Joshua 23. Let's read it. I pray everybody can read, open up your books, so you can't say Georgia said, Georgia's putting in words. I didn't put in nothing. We read where King Solomon said, there ain't nothing new underneath the sun. Now we know the truth of Genesis 6 and what happened in the beginning, because some people didn't know. Let's go there, and some don't want you to know. You better love the truth of the Father's word and not put a man over the Father. And when I say a man, I'm talking about anybody of the flesh teaching anything outside of the word, okay? Joshua 23, it says, and it came to pass a long time after Yahushua had given us rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about. These are the nations, okay, that Joshua waxed old and stricken in age. And Joshua called for all Israel and for their elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers and said unto them, I am old and stricken in age, and ye have seen all that Yahushua your father had done for you, done unto all these nations because of you. For Yahushua your father is he that hath fought for you. Behold, I have divided unto you by lot these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even unto the great sea westward. And Yahushua, your father, he shall expel them from before you. Because Yahushua was fighting the battle. He was the only mediator between us and the Most High. So it says, and Yahushua, your father, he shall expel these nations, them, from before you, and drive them from out of your sight. And ye shall possess their land, as Yahushua your father hath promised unto you. Remember, the promise went to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now we're talking about the descendants of those forefathers. That's the children of Israel. But someone's right there with Israel. You'll get the understanding. Pay attention. Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make, and we're talking about the giants family, pay attention, but they use the word nations. He says that ye come not among these nations. I can put the word giants back in there. These that remain among you, because they were getting ready to go into the promised land, okay, all you got to do is go to Numbers 13 and figure it out. But this is where they were going. It says that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourself unto them, but cleave unto Yahuwah, Father, as ye have done unto this day. For Yahushua hath driven out from before you great nations and strong. But as for you, no man hath, or no giant, or no, whatever you want to call them, no children of the devil hath been able to stand before you unto this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000. For Yahushua your father, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Take good heed therefore unto yourselves, that ye love Yahushua your father. Else, if you do in any wise go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations, these giants, these devils, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them and go in unto them and they unto you. That's the same thing as saying, don't let your children have intercourse with the children of Cain. Children of Cain consisted of Cain's genealogy plus the world. That's the same thing, family. I'm going to read it again. Okay, I'm in Joshua. Just so y'all know, Joshua 23, and I'm going to reread verse, I'm going to read 11 and 12. He says, this is Joshua speaking to the people, take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that ye love Yahushua and Yahuwah your father. Else, if you do in any wise go back, cleave unto the remnant of these nations, even these that remain among you, and shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they unto you. Know for a certainty that Yahushua, your father, will no more drive out any of these nations or these giants or these devils from before you, but they shall be snares and traps unto you and scourges in your sides and thorns in your eyes until you perish from off this good land which Yahuwah your father hath given you. Verse 14, and behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and ye know in all your hearts and in all your spirits that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which Yahushua spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Therefore, it shall come to pass that as all good things are come upon you, which Yahushua promised you, so shall Yahushua bring upon you all evil things until he have destroyed you from off this good land. And we know that's what happened in the siege of Jerusalem. Okay, well, he will destroy you up off this good land, which Yahushua has given unto you. When ye have transgressed the covenant, which is the commandment, right, of Yahushua, which he commanded you, and have gone and served other gods and bowed yourselves to them, then shall the anger of Yahushua be kindled against you, and ye shall perish quickly off the good land which he hath given you. But you better know what causes the people to serve other gods and so forth. You're going to get it. You're going to get it because it tells you. He says in verse 12, else if you do anywise, go back and cleave unto the remnant of these nations. We were doing it in Egypt. That's why many of us came out of Egypt. And right ahead when Moses didn't come down after them 40 days, oh, let's build us a god, a calf. Jeroboam, two calves. We can go all through the scripture, go to New Covenant. They're worshiping the Queen of Heaven, a god with no name. This is our people, family. This is our history book. Let's pay attention and find out what happened. He says, and make marriages with them, and go unto them, and they unto you. Why didn't he want us to do that with the other nations, any nation that wasn't considered Israel? Because any nation outside of Israel didn't have the spirit. They weren't serving our Father, and that goes for Cain and the serpent seed too. They would teach you in error. They would teach you to do things against the Father, which means you're not going to be serving the Father when you follow their feast days, their so-called holy days, and all these things. They're just making merchandise out of you. They're with the world. Maybe now you can understand Daniel's prophecy where he tells you that the iron and the miry clay won't mingle them. They will not get along together, but they're both going to be in that last kingdom, the toes. Because you got Edom and rule in the end, and you got the serpent seed over the Most High's people. Both of them are leading you to a lot of babble and confusion, not the way that is straight and narrow. Let's go a little further. So he says, I think I read it all that I wanted to read. Yeah. Now, we just read out of Joshua, and I want to read verse 12 that says, you shall make no marriages with them and go in unto them, and they unto you. Now, that was a covenant we made again in the book of Joshua 23. And we made it other places in the old covenant. I just didn't want to go all those places. But you can read it yourself. Now, we're going to go a little further. I'm going to still give it to you more ways than one. What, one or two places? I'll give it to you four. Is that good enough for you? Let's find out. Go to Judges chapter 3. Now, we're getting ready to enter into the promised land. But you know, I read that and many people got offended because it said Judah was scared to go in. But I kept saying, why was Judah scared and asked his brother Simeon to come fight with me, I'll fight with you, when it told us Yahushua was doing all the battling for us? Our people, it tells us, Yahushua said, well, I find faith when he was in Jerusalem dealing with the southern kingdom. Because our people didn't have it back in the old covenant. By the time the new covenant came, Yahushua thought by giving them the word they'd have faith. Many of y'all don't have faith today because y'all trying to flee America, so say Babylon, do gardens up, transport you behind somewhere, bring in the other nations, dip flesh into water, and just get the filth off you and think you're saved, blessed, and highly stressed. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of babble going on, but we're going to get to the truth. Let's go there. By the time you get to Judges 3, I want to read Judges chapter 3 because if you read the prior verses, you know we did not get the nations or the giants or the non-Hebrews from among us. We did not stay Kodesh. It's just like we came down from that set-apart mountain that we read about in the second book of Adam and Eve. So, it says, now these are the nations, or the giants, whatever word you want to throw there, because, I mean, not to be something like that, but the Englishman just thought to put nations in there, but I could have said giants. I could have said children of the devil. I mean, it's all the same when you really look at it. That's what they're talking about. It says, now these are the nations which Yehoshua left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Why didn't they know? Well, because Yehoshua was fighting those battles. Okay, they didn't know how to make any war. I want to take you guys to the point. Let's go to verse 5 and find out what nations were there. It says, and the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Now, we know that these are the African nations. Okay, we know that. But it doesn't matter. They're still not of Israel. You're going to find out more. You think I'm just going to pick on the African nations? No, because the book talks about other nations, too. And we're going to get there. We were not supposed to take of the other nations of the children of Canaan and the world. We were not supposed to take any from out of those nations. You better understand the parable of the wheat and tare, because we know Abraham had children. We know that Isaac had children, and they had one that was a Hebrew, one wasn't. Through Noah, he had one son who was a Hebrew, that was Seth. Then he had Japheth. He was of another nation. Different spirit in him. Same thing with Ham. Different spirit. We can cover all the nations and let you see that they were not of our father. Because some people look at the word brother, oh, see, that's our brother. No, no, no. You're missing the point. Don't look at the flesh. Look at the spirit that was put into that vessel. Let's go there. Here are the nations, or the giants, or the devils that Israel was dwelling among. By the time you get to Judges chapter 3, it says, verse 5, and the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Well, looky here. Verse 6 says, and they took their daughters, the Israelite, and I will say it's men. You better understand what's happening here. It's no new thing. I ain't the sun. This was happening in Genesis 6. This is the second book of Adam and Eve, and this is the book of Enoch, baby. There is no new thing underneath the sun. Hey, you can't say, see, this is new. What did they do? The men, they took the other nations, we just read who they were, the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. They took their daughters to be their wives. Now, we just read in Joshua 23, we weren't supposed to do that. It was commanded, just like it was commanded all through second book of Adam and Eve, which links right back to Genesis chapter 5's lynch, okay, of Adam's genealogy. Same commandment that's going out. Don't do that. Don't mingle with them people. Don't give your children to their children. Keep them Kodesh. Pay attention. It says they took their daughters to be their wives, and they gave their daughters, the Hebrew daughters, the women, to the other nation's son and served their gods. And the children of Israel did evil inside of Yahushua and forgot the father there, and forgot Yehoshua, their father, and they served Balaam and the groves. Now, you keep going forward in Judges to Samuel to Kings. By the time the father was fed up with us, we went into captivity. He gave us a little reprieve to get it right. In the wilderness, if you want to call it there, it's your chance to get it right. That's where we're at right now. Come back, and Yehoshua came. And everybody thought it was time to be taken away, but the people were not ready still. You better be ready when he comes this time, because you're in your wilderness. Get it right. Know the truth. It tells us that they took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods, the other nations. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahuwah and forgot Yehoshua, their father, and served Balaam and the groves. Now, is that the only case of another Genesis 6 happening? No, because, see, these were the Hebrew men. When they did that, they were known as sons of God or children of God, or they were known as angels. But when they didn't hearken and didn't obey, when they transgressed, they became devils. They became fallen angels. So right here, let's catch another case. Go to 1 Kings chapter 11. Y'all know where I'm going with this, because many of the serpents seed want to immortalize and praise King Solomon for all the wives he had. You better find out what happened. Let's go there. Let us go. 1 Kings chapter 11. I'm going to read only two verses for you. 1 and 2, that's all you got to know, because that's it. It tells us. But King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations, or the giants, or the devils, concerning which Yahushua said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. Why do you think the nation was writ under King Solomon? King Solomon didn't hearken to the commandment. These were women of the other nations. Yes, Edom, the white man, he's there too. The Zidonians, the Ammonites, the Moabites, all these other nations that you see today were right there. When I played that song, and I'm going to play it again so I can take a little break, and I'm going to show you some more. What do you think? Listen to the names of the women that this man is talking about. Y'all better hear the truth. Somebody, please say you hear. Listen again.
Yes. Yeah, this is why I think politics, yeah. Yeah, I want to talk about a booty. Yeah, that's what it's going to be all about when the time comes. Yeah, I want to let you know about being a motherfucking king. This is what it's going to be all about. After we done destroyed our enemies and made them submit to us in every manner possible, we're gonna give you a chance to, you know, to bow down on your own. But then it's gonna come a time when, violence is gonna have to take its place. And I'm gonna read Jeremiah 30, verse 16. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee shall I give for a prey. Yeah, another word they use for spoil is booty. You know, when a nation takes over another nation, they divide the booty up together. Yeah, so, you know, in every nation, we're going to have our booty when it comes to women. See, you Israelite women, y'all ain't going to be shit y'all can say about this, because it's going to be righteous. You know, the scripture back it up. We're going to have women from the tribe of Moab, from the tribe of Elam, and from the tribe of Edom. That's right, you heard me, Edom. Now my wife, you know, she's gonna be, you know, the Judite one. That's gonna be my wife, but now these other women gonna be concubines. And the Judite woman, her head gonna be all the way down, you know, to the, it's gonna be so damn long, it's gonna be like a blanket. So when I go to sleep, I can use it to keep me warm. Yeah, and I'll be in my chambers as a king, sipping on the finest wine in Jerusalem. I'm gonna be one smiling motherfucker. You best believe that. Shalom.
All right. Levite family. I want you to hear that now. Very important you hear that. Many people, when they go to Deuteronomy 22, I'm not going to read, you read yourself. But around there in Deuteronomy 22, it always talks about this woman and when they took the spoils. You see, family, you better know that our people were scattered out there. The women that they took were Hebrew women, but lost sheep. And they had to go through purification about a month, and then they were bought in. And the men couldn't marry those women, but those were Israelites that were scattered abroad. That goes way back to the Tower of Babel. We weren't just taking any nation's women. And a lot of people want to say, you see that woman, and our women, when they read and they don't understand who is being spoken of, they get upset because they say, well, the father really, he loves the men more than the women. So this is true when it says that we have to submit ourselves and we have to do, they don't get the understanding. These were our people. And sometimes our people were called strange, just like Solomon's women were. You got to understand, they call us all men. Okay, but they're talking about mankind and the children of Adam, the ones with the breath of life. That's two different things. But they use the same word and call them all men. And they call them Gentiles sometimes. The Goyim, and then there's the lost sheep Goyim. Okay, or Gentiles, rather. But, they use the same words, but you better know who is being spoken of. We were never supposed to take any of the other nation's women and give our daughters to their sons. Never. But you heard this Negro. I can call him serpent, I can call him devil. Whatever you want to call him, that's you. You heard him tell you how he going to take from Moab, Elam, Edom. He going to take from all these tribes that we're not supposed to take up. Concubines. Well, what do you do with a concubine? What are their lustful hearts want to do in defilement? Because it's the same thing that there's no new thing underneath the sun that Cain's lineage wanted to do back then, and they were doing. Go read the second book of Adam and Eve. Go to the lesson we did. You'll understand it clearly. And it says in John 8, when they speak a lie, they speak of their own. Oh, we don't want many wives. Y'all think we're doing this out of lust. The words say, we could back it up with the Bible. The Bible don't say that. But if you're rightly dividing it, you know what that word says. It does not say to take every woman up underneath the sun. When they took those women in who were amongst those other nations they conquered, remember, it told them to kill the men, the women, and children. But they had some. Why didn't they kill those? Because those were Israelites. Those were Israelites amongst the other nations. But it specifically told us, let's go there. Because, see, I'm going to point it out. If nobody's telling you this, I'm going to tell you. You go read. You're going to get it. It told us in the book of Kings, okay, 1 Kings chapter 11, King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, the women of the Moabites, the Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, Hittites, of the nations concerning which Yahushua said unto the children of Israel, ye shall not go in unto them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your hearts after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. Well, no, we're not supposed to take, it never was commanded. So why would he tell us, the old covenant, to go ahead and take these women of another nation? You got to go read it. It's around somewhere around Deuteronomy 22. I have to find it and put it in my show notes, but it's there. Because I heard people talking about this a long time ago, and I said, this don't sound right. We're missing something. But yeah, because those were Hebrew women they were taking. They couldn't just marry any old shenanigans out of any tribe. No. It was commanded we were supposed to be Kodesh from the very beginning. But they happened to remove that little book, and then in all the Genesis books that are in the Apocryphers, they change this and that and this, and they go to the book of Enoch instead of 100 men, 200 men. See, none of these are right. Let's take them out. But the truth is, you can just read Genesis and find out who did what, because the sons of God, which we are, the children of God, we are that people. But specifically, they took women. So it had to be men doing that. That's a given, because they had to bring forth giants, or just children, offspring, which were abomination. Two women together, if you can't see it happening right now, it didn't happen like that way back then. Two women cannot get together and produce a child. It was men who did this. Now, we just read in the book of Judges chapter 3, it said that the men, They took the daughters of the other nations to be their wives, and they gave their daughters to their sons. It told us in 1 Kings chapter 11 that when Solomon, he loved all these many strange women and named them the Pharaoh daughter, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, the Hittites, of the other nations which concerning Yahushua said, for the children of Israel, ye shall not go in to them, neither shall they come into you. Okay? Now we can go to Nehemiah. Y'all want to go somewhere else, don't y'all? Y'all think I'm just making this up? Y'all better read Nehemiah 13. Open up, everybody. Open up. Open up. Nehemiah 13, verse 23 to 27 is what I'm going to be reading. And just for those who are on chat line, you're getting ready to get disconnected in 9 minutes. Prayfully, I'll have everything out. But just in case, if you want to listen by phone, because I will open it up for anybody who wants to add anything. The number is 646-595-4111. Once again, 646-595-4111. Okay? This is the second of fallen angels, sons of God, serpents, seed, and devils. We're going to have one more lesson so I can get the homework and give you that last verse about what's going on today. Because, see, somebody don't know the beginning of Genesis. They don't understand what happened. You ain't going to know what the end is, because it told us just as in the days of Noah. That's how it's going to be when Yahushua comes back. Well, what happened in the days of Noah? Do you really know? You know who did what? Because you're seeing it today. You see it on Facebook. You hear it on these radio sites. Nobody figuring this stuff out. We're going to get to it. All right, let me go on. Now, let's go to Nehemiah chapter 13. I'm going to read some for y'all. This is verses 23 to 27 of the book of Nehemiah chapter 13. Verse 23. In those days also saw I Hebrews, or you could say Judah, the southern kingdom, that had married wives of Ashdod, of Armon, and of Moab. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Hebrew language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by Yahushua, saying, ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. I want to read that part again, because see, I keep showing y'all. We just read all the way through the second book of Adam and Eve, telling you the same thing was passed down to every generation. We can go to the book of Joel, and it says the same thing. Tell your children, tell your children's children thereafter. Keep telling them. So when we get down to Nehemiah 13, it's saying the same thing. These were of the southern kingdom. They had married wives of Ashdod, Armon, and of Moab. We heard about King Solomon, how he had married Hittites, Zidonians, Edomites, Ammonites, Moabites, and Egyptian women. I hope y'all getting this stuff. Let's go there. Nehemiah 13, it said in verse 25. Now Nehemiah is contending with them, and he cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, that's shame, and made them swear by Yahushua, saying, ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourself. Verse 26, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Well, we just read in 1 Kings 11, he loved many strange wives. The Edomites, Esau was there, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Zidonians, the Hittites. Now, Ashdod's being spoken of, Armon, and Moab. These are all the nations you're seeing today. They renamed themselves. This is all the people today. It says that he cursed them, and he told them, you should not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourself. That's Genesis chapter 6, baby. It told us to verify and to reiterate, did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his creator, and Yahushua made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, Even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our father in marrying strange wives? Family, when you go look at the word strange wives, it's Hebrews 52:37. They got a lot of the same understanding that we're given right now, but it'll say, of another country and people, a stranger opposite the son and lawful heir. Because the children of Israel, we're the sons, which is the children, and the lawful. So a stranger, in this instance, spoken of in Nehemiah 13, okay, this stranger, which is Hebrews 52:37, is of another country and people. A stranger opposite the children and lawful heirs to the kingdom. This is another nation. Now, we know we discontinue from our heritage now. But I want to show you what was in the beginning, because many people didn't get this. And at the end, those who fell, those who are serpent seed, their spirit is of the devil. The ones who get in leading positions give you a perverted understanding of Genesis, all Genesis, all Genesis, especially with Esau. They give you a perversion of revelations. And have you looking at to the things of the flesh, the world. Remember, Seth, he liked those spiritual things, not those fleshly things, because he was of spirit. I mean, this only links in the old covenant with the new covenant, telling you the same thing, but in different ways. But it's the same thing. So right now in Revelations, it's talking only about two people. Two nations really are being spoken of in Genesis, or excuse me, Revelations, and that would be the seed of the serpent and the seed of Yahuwah, the spirit of his children and those of the flesh. That's all it's talking about in the end, because the other judgment, the other nations already have their judgments. You can read that in the prophets. They tell you that. They tell you that. What is leading the children of Israel today, 2014, when they come into fighting their Hebrews? Who leads them astray? We know the ones who don't wake up yet, who have not woken up yet, they're led under Edom with Christianity. But then you got this other group who think they have all the truth. They're woken up to fight out their Hebrews, but they're under that miry clay, that serpent seed, the children of the devil, the generation of vipers. They're being led astray. And they will pervert all that is in the word. And I just showed you a big perversion. I pray y'all thanking the Father. Don't get mad because I'm a woman. I'm telling you this. Look, the Father laid this on me hard to bring this to you, because you got to know the truth. How are you supposed to know the ending if you're looking at the world, the things of the world? We're supposed to love him and worship him in spirit and truth, not in flesh. 90 seconds left, family. 90 seconds. That's all I'm going to say for that. But I want to show you where it's said in the scripture as well as it's said in the Apocrypha and the Pseudepigrapha. You take your pick where you want to go with it. It's the same word. Wonder why Revelation talks about a man of sin, 666. You better know what has been deceiving our people. You better take a look at it good and hard, because it's here today, family. That's all I will say about that. Now, what I will do, oh, wow. 60 seconds, one last second. I'm going to give the number one more time for those of you who have not switched over. We have quite a crew here with me. The number is 646-595-4111. I pray somebody's going to raise their hand and say something, because, you know, this is pertinent information. It goes into a lot of things that we can read in the scripture, and many times we just don't get it. But the reason why you don't get it is because a lot of leaven has been tossed into your understanding of spiritual things. Take off that old man. You put on that new man. Allow the spirit to flow to where it can guide you and lead you into all the right directions. You are being led by every wind of doctrine. You are being led by clouds, clouds with no water. Matter of fact, we got 10 seconds left, family, 10 seconds. So if you want to switch over, go ahead. But in fact, let me go somewhere else with you, because this is the same thing. I told you guys to read it. I'm going to read it. That way nobody can say they didn't hear it. I'm just going to read Jude real quick because that's the same thing that's spoken of. You just got to know the proper precepts for these words and understand what is he speaking of. Did the Most High send his only begotten Son on this earth for the whole world? No, he didn't. He said he sent him out for Israel, specifically those who were lost. He always had a remnant now, but there were a lot lost. He said he would send fishermen and gatherers to come get his people that are lost. How does he get them? Well, through his own people. Everything that's going to be done on this earth is going to be done through people. Every time we went under chastisement, it was because of not the other nations, but we did. Other nations can't rob us because they were put on there on us for our chastisement. But who robbed us? You better learn the scriptures. All Israel will be saved, but all Israel is not of Israel. The only two approved assemblies in Revelation speaks of Smyrna and Philadelphia teaching serpent seed, the synagogue of Satan. So when you go to Judges 1, let me look real quick, see if anybody has a hand up. No hands are up? Okay, I'm going to go there with you guys. Judges 1, I'm not going to read, Jude 1, I'm sorry. I'm not going to read anything past that because you got that homework to do, and, you know, I don't want to put nobody to sleep. I know this is interesting to some. Some have worked all day, and it's interesting to them too, but, hey, they're going to pass out, so let me read it. Remember, he ain't talking about no fallen angels, not like you think, in the world. No, he's talking about certain people who crept in unaware. I'm going to read it. Jude, the servant of Yahushua and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by Yahushua the Father and preserved, or Yahuwah the Father and preserved in Yahushua and called. So weren't those of the serpent seed called? Yes, they were called. They were called, but they weren't chosen. Okay? It says, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men, now I can say certain angels, fallen ones, certain serpents, they crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Unrighteous men turned the grace of Yahushua into lavishness and denying the only Yahuwah and our beloved Savior, Yahushua. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this. Because remember, we discontinued from our heritage. Our people knew this stuff. This generation got to be woke back up. Dry bones are being blown on every time I read the Father's word. Do you have an ear to hear? He says, I will put you therefore into remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that Yahushua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not. Now, we talk about faith, and certain ones of the serpent seed and those who followed them, they lose their faith, just like we're having in the end times here. They're trying to make their own salvation. They're trying to build places and little civilizations. They're trying to wear certain garbs. They're trying to make days like Jeroboam. They're trying to dip themselves in water, bring in all the other nations, and be blessed and not stressed. All this stuff is done. It says, for certain men crept in unaware, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. All you got to do is read Genesis 6, but understand it through second book of Adam and Eve as well as the book of Enoch and know who these people were. And this was the lineage of Cain. These are your tares. Anyhow, it says, turning the grace of Yahuwah into lavishness and denying the only Redeemer, Yahushua. It says, It says, I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that Yahushua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterwards destroyed them that believed not, and the angels which kept not their first estate. What is that talking about? Well, you can better believe that, just like in the second book of Adam and Eve, their estate was that set apart mountain. But they came down to be with Cain and the world, the things of the flesh. They were commanded to stay Kodesh, set apart on that mountain. They left their first estate. It said the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. That's 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. That's your homework. That's why I said go to this book, get the understanding. It tells us, and some of the answer is right here, by the way. It says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, sounds like children of Cain in the world, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh of the other nations, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. They don't like the ones that the Most High chose. He said, yet Michael the archangel, when he contended with the devil, this is a spirit, these are spirits, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but saith, Yahushua rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. Because they into the flesh. We're talking spiritual things. But these ones who crept in unawares, the ones who bring the railing accusation against the brethren, the ones who are not their brother's keeper, he says, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts. In those things, they corrupt themselves. What did it say when the children of Cain, the daughters, saw the Hebrew men after the devil gave them visions that these men were so gorgeous and the women were so gorgeous? It said that they burned like a ravishing beast after the children, the sons of the Most High that had fallen. When you go to Genesis chapter 1, notice where that beast is. Notice the beast that crept into the garden. Understand all this stuff. These are just descriptive words, but they're talking about a particular person. Okay? The particular person is a flesh person, a person who deals in the flesh. So it says, verse 11, he says, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. We're speaking of children of the Most High who fall over the flesh, over the lust. Many of them have been led astray. Many of them have hearkened to the lineage of Cain. Many of them do the will of now their father, the devil. Because you read the Apocalypse of Abraham, it tells you even some of those that derive from Azazel. Azazel is Satan, is the devil. Same thing, they just use different words. That even some of those will be counted worthy of being sons of God. When you go into, I think it's what, Ezekiel 17, it tells you how the Most High, he's getting ready to come and snatch and grab his people from those who are being led astray by the serpent seed, who... the serpent seed, the lion prophets, and so forth. He tells us in what, Jeremiah, I want to say 1917, somewhere up in there, maybe 28, where it talks about when you're in your wilderness, get you a house, you know, get you a wife, plant a garden, marry your kids off, and do well, seek the peace of the land. But watch out for them lion prophets and those diviners. Same thing, family. This is all the same thing being spoken over and over again. It tells us, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in gainsaying of Kor. These ones right here, these are spots in your feast of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Check it out. Clouds, they are without water. It's not talking about the clouds in the heaven. It's talking the word clouds breaks down to a multitude of people. But these are without water. Well, they're without the living water. They're without the word, the spirit, the light, Yahushua. These group of people carried about of winds. Talking about the doctrine. Remember? The doctrine, the wind of doctrine. Trees whose fruit wither. Without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these things, saying, behold, Yahushua shall come with 10,000 of his saints. That verse 14 takes you back to Genesis chapter 5, and you will notice that Enoch is sixth from Adam because righteous Abel is left out. Cain was never supposed to be in that genealogy. Go figure it out. He says that Yahushua comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are unrighteous among them of all their unrighteous deeds, which they have unrighteously committed, and of all their hard speeches which unrighteous sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaking great swelling words. They'll tell you, hey, I love the Father, I love the Son. I do this because I love you. Yeah, right. Having men's person in admiration because of advantage. The words say, men, that brethren, thy sons, and listen, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great swelling words, not the truth, but great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. The scriptures were written in a masculine sense. They perverted the truth of the word woman, daughter of Zion, the understanding of what happened in Genesis, the understanding of Adam and Eve, the understanding of Abraham and Sarah, the understanding of who Esau is, the understanding of the word woman in the New Covenant and a man, the power of authority. They have preferred this because they have advantage. It says men, man, but we know the only man name we want is Yahushua's. But they will tell you seven women going to take one man. Give me your name to take away my shame. We know there's only one name in heaven, on earth, everything in between. Only one name can give salvation, according to Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Well, that's Yahushua they're talking about, not a man. But they will tell you this. Let's see where we're going with this. It tells us, verse 17, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of Yahushua, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own unrighteous lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit, because Yahushua is about oneness, but they put separation. Okay, they put separation. They don't have the spirit, because if they had the spirit, they would understand that the daughter of Zion is talking about Israelites, both of men and women. The word brethren means men and women. The daughter of Zion, the mother, the woman, the man, think spiritual, not of the flesh. You can't take every nation in because it was told to us to lead them people alone. He didn't all of a sudden bring his son Yahushua for the whole world. He says, I change not. But you better understand that the problem was people did not hearken and did not obey. Father says that he wants spiritual sacrifices, not things of works, which is what serpents he will give you. They'll make merchandise out of you. They will block the way of the kingdom for you. They will make you more children of hell than themselves, and nobody's getting this. They will take concubines and have many wives. That's what we read in the second book of Adam and Eve. Family, I pray y'all understand it. I pray y'all loving the truth. It says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of Yahushua, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own unrighteous lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most set-apart faith, praying in the set-apart spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of Yahuwah, looking for the mercy of Yahushua unto eternal life, and of some have compassion, making a difference, others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, that's only Yahushua, that's the only man can do that. That man, Yahushua, the only mediator between the people and the Heavenly Father. After all, lo, the volume of the book, Yahushua said, is written of me. He says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with excellent joy, to the only wise Yahushua, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Hallelujah. That's it, family. That's all I have. That's all that is needed. If anybody would like to raise their hand, now is the time, because otherwise, hey, I'm done. I played that song called Booty, and that is what these men are doing. And don't get mad because I say men, 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 men. This is what they're doing. The Father believes in oneness. They put separation. They, as they say in the world, the Antichrist is going to be a homosexual. No. What they do is they separate and they have no love. They says they have no desire for the woman. What do you see going on today? You guys know these messages y'all hearing. The Father wouldn't give no message like that. He sure as heck don't tell the Hebrew man, like that song Booty said, take all the women of the other nations. No. We can keep reading over and over in Scripture how we were supposed to say Kodesh set apart. The only problem is, stay Kodesh set apart from what? Well, not a woman, but stay Kodesh set apart from the people of the world, including Cain's genealogy, the ones of the flesh. You see? Okay. Well, hey, family, that really is it. That's all I had, and that's all I'm going to say. Now, since nobody has their hand up, we're going to end our Shabbat, and I'm just going to, I like this song, Israel's Redemption Closing Song. Pay attention to the verses that are given in here. You will hear those who will be bringing what? Who spoiled you? Who did this? You understand what this, really, I don't think the people who put it together really understood, but pay attention. All right, family, hey, have a blessed work week. Uh-oh, somebody put up their hand right when I was getting ready to click over. Okay, I got you. I got you. Let me open up a mic. Let me get this mic open. Shabbat Shalom, area code 832.
Hey, Sister Georgia. This is Sister Yolanda from Houston.
Hey, sister. How you doing?
I'm good. I just thought of a question on the last minute. So these African, well, I wouldn't say African-American, these Hebrew Israelite men of today and a lot of these Hebrew Israelite women who are running out getting into interracial relationships, what are they supposed to do right now if they have wives and children from these other nations?
We discontinued from our heritage, sister. So, you know, we discontinued from our heritage. The point is, Yahushua, well, through John the Baptist, he let the serpent seed know, because the serpent seed tell you it got to be through a man. It tell you that if your father's a Hebrew, you're a Hebrew. No matter what nation was involved with that man. The truth of it is, Yahushua can raise children from stone. It don't matter about the flesh. We're not talking about the flesh. It's been done. Because through our chastisement, he knew what was going to happen to our people. He knew the condition our people were going to be in. So if this is the condition you're in, oh well. Just know the truth. This is almost like that liberty we were speaking of. Those lessons I had where I showed the people that this one Hebrew man who was I took this from the Samuel, Book of Samuel, where he showed you the leopard man who came, and Samuel cast off the leprosy, but he let Samuel know, please take these gifts for future, because I got to go back under this other nation, this king, and when he leaned down in his temple to worship his God, he going to lean on me. And I'm going to have to lean down, so I'm asking for forgiveness. But what people don't get out of that particular lesson is, why was he forgiven? Why was he given liberty? Well, he was given liberty because he knows who his father is. Mm-hmm. See, when the children of Israel do like the serpent seed, they believe they're worshiping the father. But the father, if you just read the word, everybody's accountable for the word. If you read the word, it don't tell us to do any of that stuff they're making us do right now. It don't tell us to separate the man from the woman. It don't tell us to do none of this. Well, just like we discontinue from our heritage right now, if you know who your father is, you got liberty. Children in the New Covenant talks about the children. If you have one believing parent, talking about a Hebrew. If you have one believing parent, that parent covers the children.
Okay.
Doesn't say the other nation of wife or husband will come in, but it does cover the children.
All right, so if anybody's tied up right now with another nation, what's done is done. But if you're
it's
not
done.
Married yet, then you should not be looking at these other nations.
I wouldn't. Personally speaking, I wouldn't. You should know the truth, and the truth should make you free. Once you know the truth, why would you go back to the same garbage? Vomit. That's the word used in Scripture. A dog returned to the same vomit. We keep doing the same things. He commanded us not to do that. But if it's done, it's done. If it's done, it's done. Because we did discontinue from our heritage, and this is part of our chastisement. Now we wake up to the truth, and a lot of people got shame on them. Because now you're reading and understanding. So we want to take Yahushua's name and take away our shame. Once we accept the truth in Yahushua, then the sin is removed, the shame is removed. You know, what we did, we can't undo it. Some of us have done such atrocities in our lives. We can't undo a lot of things that we have done, but we are forgiven for those sins. And now we know the truth and we do have liberty. A lot of people are not telling you about the truth of liberty. That's right, sister. So whatever they've done is done. It's done. Because we are still in the wilderness. We're still in the land of our chastisement. But as long as just as long as we did like the one guy went get leprosy, he said, I know for surety that there is only one Father. Because before he was serving many gods in the nation of his captivity, which is his wilderness too, wherever your captivity is. So as long as you know the truth of the Scripture, the Word, and you understand who the Father is, that's why I was telling people, you know, these holidays that come up, no, we don't worship those days. I'm not even going to partake in those days. But am I going to eat a meal? Yeah, I'm going to eat my meal. It's Thanksgiving. Okay, well, people talking all this stuff, even fasting and whatever. I'm going to eat my turkey with a big smile on my face because when I thank, I'm not thanking the way of the world. I'm thanking my Heavenly Father for providing me with this meal because I know where it comes from. But I will not put a stumbling block for my brother who doesn't know. Well, we teach the truth at our site. I'm not going to tell you what's not in the Scripture. I'm going to take you there. We're going to read it. So same thing. It does talk about, the children. If you have one believing parent and one unbelieving parent, and that could fall for a Hebrew person who doesn't believe the truth as well. You say you got a Hebrew man who's believing, you got a Hebrew woman who's still into churchianity and lies and all that, those children are still covered. If it be a woman of another nation. One believing, and it doesn't say about the other one really, but it says one believing, okay, and it says one non-believing, but it doesn't say if they're Hebrew or Gentile Goyim. But it would still fall true. There's nothing else in there. And it says that the children are covered. Doesn't say that other person is covered, but the children are covered because of that parent who was believing. Any other questions, sister?
Oh, no, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, sister. Thank you for calling in, and have a blessed Shabbat.
You too.
All right. Anyone else? Does anyone else want to say anything? Because I'll take your calls. 10:23 my time, and if not, I'll wrap up the lesson. You guys go back through those lessons, please, and be prepared. When we get ready to go over a lot of the words in Scripture that people are thinking, always talking about an angel with some wings coming down. No, and prisons and all this, chains of darkness. Where is this at? Because the book of Enoch talks about it, as well as we can read in the Scriptures many places, and we have been told Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 6, other places in the Scripture, the book of Jude, these are talking about angels. Book of Enoch, angels. No, you've learned wrong. Let's get to the truth and find out what is truth from lies. I pray this is going to help you guys, because when we get ready to go to Revelation, I keep saying it, but it's the truth. There's so much leaven that our family has swallowed up that I have to meticulously go through so much Scripture to show you, that's not what it's talking about. You didn't rightly divide that, and they didn't who taught it to you. And some of them, I think they know better. because I hear other lessons. I believe they do know better because I'm listening to how they're reading. Why is it they didn't read one more verse? You know, if the Most High sent them to give you a message, that message should be correct. You will hear more about the world events. You'll hear more about them and their understanding than them reading that word to you and properly precepting it, dividing it righteously. You're not going to hear that with them. So you tell me, because I'm going to read what the Father says about them. You do what you want to do, but I'm letting you know just by reading. We are the sons of the Most High. That means children of the Most High. Now, what happened during the time of Noah going to happen at this end? I'm going to bring most of this stuff up in part three when I do the fallen angels, sons of God, serpents, seed, and devils. I'm going to bring that up then. When I break down the scripture talking about the prison and darkness and all this stuff, we'll bring that up. One more lesson, and then we're done with this. And then we're going to get back to reading scripture. But the Father did give me other lessons to go over, too. I'm going to get on fear because that's another, family, when these people come, many of y'all, I don't know how y'all be judging the fruit, because I don't think some people judging that fruit properly. If the word don't align, the fruit ain't good. You know, if you're not seeing that they're of the flesh and not working out the spirit, but they'll say they're spiritual. If all these things aren't enough, the biggest giveaway is Yahushua said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. But you see, in this end time, they're working through fear. And I'm going to go many places with this one. I think you'll like it. I was talking to my sister about this earlier today, and because the Father gave it to me, he gave it to her. And family, this one probably will blow most of you away, but you better pay attention to what these people are doing. We got to warn you. I see it happening. It's been happening. But it has to do with fear. And you better pay attention to those who go into the world to give you revelations. They look at something in Scripture and look right at the world and try to define what that's talking about. They will be the ones who will mess up who Esau is, who the Gentiles coming in are in the new covenant, who the Gentiles were coming in with us out of Egypt, the division of the man and the woman with four powers of authority. They will take Paul's letter of rebuking those assemblies to confirmation. That's what they said in what is it, Ezekiel 17? They make you confirm the word with their lies. Because of their lies, they make people confirm their words. And they do this, and many people believe a lie. If you do not want to be deceived, if you do not want to be on that broad path that leads to destruction, you better hearken unto what thus says our Father. Don't put the created over the Creator. Many people are doing that, but they don't know they're doing it because the words are what trip the people up. You see, when that beast came into the garden, he was very beguiling. It said if the time wasn't cut short, even the very elect would be deceived. So you know it's going to be something that, well, I don't see that. You better look. I'm giving you the clues now. As the Father gives me, I give you. Pay attention to what's going on. It's nothing new underneath the sun. You can't get that tripped up if we can break down these scriptures properly. And you understand who's who in the scripture. You can't be deceived. If you are seeking the Father, asking him to reveal the truth, how can you be deceived? Because he will let you know, I didn't send that one. I didn't send that one. This one, I sent her. Yeah, and she a woman. I sent her. Can't you see by her fruit? She giving you my word. She's giving you understanding. Nobody ain't talking about. The world ain't going to tell you this stuff. But it's right there. So you judge the fruit. You don't judge the flesh. And that's another thing Israel has a big problem with. As the 100 men rejected Enoch's word to them. They rejected Jared's word to them. We could read all in Scripture how the Hebrew Israelites rejected Jeremiah, rejected this one, they rejected Yahushua, and you think it's some great thing that I'm getting rejected today because I'm bringing forth the truth of the word? These people, you listen to how they tie up precept. They keep changing their stories. Pay attention to what they're telling you. The word got to flow. If it ain't flowing, they got to put in a lie or they'll leave out of Scripture. You check out what they're doing. When they give you a lesson, you stop your doggone computer and read. Read a little before, a little bit after, whatever they're giving you. And then you get that correct understanding. Come ask me. Give me a line. I'll tell you what it means. Okay? So I'm going to leave it at that, family. I'm not upset about it, but it's my job to warn. I got to sound the trumpet. I'm not playing. Okay? If I laugh and joke and kitty-kitty and all this stuff and tell you about my day and all my feet and did it, you don't want to hear that. You want to hear, what's the truth, Sister Georgia? What is the Father revealing to you? Okay, well, let's go to Scripture. I'm going to tell you what this means. Because, see, we're all working out our salvation with fear and trembling. I don't have time to play games. Too many people out there playing games. And they'll say the Father sent them. And they'll deceive you with words. And most of what they do is put fear in you. Because in fear, we do a lot of ridiculous things. But see, that faith we're working out, we ain't working with a fear. Fear ain't got no part in our faith. But those who work out of fear, they really don't have the faith. I'm going to show you all this. I'm going to tie this little bad boy up so nicely for you. Hey, family, listen. Lesson's over. If you feel that you've learned something, you feel that the Father's giving you something, you give back to Him just as He's given to you. Okay? You go ahead to the website, support the truth. Okay, I'm done with it. That's all I have to say, and I'm going to go ahead and play Israel's Redemption. Pay attention to those verses they're given. All right, shalom, family.
In the last days, Israel shall rise again as a mighty nation. Gentile peoples shall serve her. Zion shall be established. Finally, they shall dwell in celestial splendor. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob, and will yet choose Israel, and set them in their own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids, and they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear, and from the hard bondage wherein thou wast made to serve, that thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, and say, How hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gate shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despised thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. But Zion said, The Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will lift up mine hand to the Gentiles, and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will...